702.
What's going viral
with Kabazela?
Morning, Kabazela.
Good morning, Ray Ray. Are you well on this public holiday?
It's cold outside, but it's warm in the studio, you see. I think I'll just sort of stay here today and do like radio show upon radio show just to keep warm. It's not a bad idea, you know.
Wouldn't be the first time, man.
True. Now, talking about a FaceTime prank, what's that all about?
So this is a trend that's going around, and what people are doing is you FaceTime somebody so that you can see their reaction, and then you basically show somebody or a picture of somebody that doesn't look too normal, like you know, normal people would look, if you can put it that way. So for example, a woman FaceTimes a friend, and the friend then shows her youngster a picture of a woman and says, "This is going to be your teacher next year." And the kid looks at this picture and then gets a reaction, and that's what you do. Another person that's used has got some kind of disability or whatever you want to call it, right? So not a nice thing to do. So there's this woman called Lizzie Velazquez. She's a anti-bullying activist. She herself suffers from a disease where she can't pick up weight. So she's incredibly thin, very gawky, and her skin's very, very tight around her face. And she was the woman that was actually used in this video where the woman said it was going to be her son's teacher. So she's gone and made a video to say to people, you know, don't do this challenge if you're an adult with kids, because it's teaching kids to look at people who are different to them and have a negative reaction. But let's take a listen to her explaining why this prank is not a good thing to do.
This trend where you are pretending to FaceTime someone who is either disabled or is a baby or is some crazy mugshot, and you're showing it to someone to get their reaction and saying, "Oh, hey, talk to this person just to get a quick laugh." This is not funny. This is not a joke. If mom was showing her son a video of me or picture of me and saying, "This is your teacher for the new school year," and he had a scared reaction on his face. If you are an adult who has a young human in your life, please do not teach them that being scared of someone who doesn't look like them is okay. Please. Everything that these kids need to know about having empathy and being kind to one another starts at home. Please. This is not okay. This is a trend that needs to stop, because we are human and we have feelings.
Yeah, be responsible, in other words.
Yeah, and like she says, it all starts at home, you know. If you're going to think that's acceptable in your own home, then your kid's going to go out there and you know, think it's acceptable to do these things as well. So, yeah, I mean, she's got a strong message there. Mm.
All right, Generation Z and Generation Zers listening to Phil Collins in the air tonight for the first time. Come on, everybody's heard that song, haven't they?
Well, you would think so, but this is a cool video. So these two Generation Z guys, very young, they go to they've got a YouTube channel, and what they do on this YouTube channel is they listen to music from different generations that they've never heard before. So it's not the hits, current day hits, right? So they decided to take the Phil Collins hit "In the Air Tonight" and listen to it for the first time. And obviously they filmed themselves and they put their reaction onto the internet. And they've done many videos before, but this one has got the reaction of the internet and it's gone viral. And it's such a cool video to watch. So they sit there and they're listening. And you know that song, how it intros, it's long and it's very mellow and chilled. And then you get that part of the song where Phil Collins does that drum solo, you know. It's one of the best drum solos ever. And when they get to that part of the song, these two boys, they come alive and they're like, "Wow, this is brilliant. This is the best drum solo ever." And they also can't believe that the sort of the climax of the song only happens so late in the tune. So maybe from that story, we can ask a question this morning. So, you know, if you maybe grew up with parents who'd like to introduce you to music from their generation or their parents' generation, your grandparents' generation, you can relate to it. So what was the one song that you heard from a completely different generation or different time that for the first time you heard it just blew your mind.
What a lovely, lovely idea. 011-883-0702. What was the big song that blew your mind? Capizella, what was the song for you? What sort of stands out for you? Something from yesteryear that blew your mind? Maybe your parents even introduced you to it.
Well, I suppose the first the song that comes to mind, and I won't say which particular track, but it was Elvis Presley. When I was first introduced to Elvis and videos of Elvis and that shaking and that dancing, it totally blew my mind. And I was like, wow, this is unreal. Who is this guy?
That's cool.
Definitely Elvis for me.
All right. That's What's Gone Viral with All Shook Up Capizella. What song sort of shook you up? What's the big song for you? 011-883-0702. I love the fact in the air tonight. A lot of people perhaps haven't seen that. Youngsters haven't seen or heard that. Do yourself a favor. If you are a parent this morning, go play it for your youngster. Very infectious, that song.